Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is the 1003rd episode of Pray Every Day. To celebrate 1,000 episodes, I have a gift for you. You can go to marydemuth.com/prevail, and you will receive a free 65-page ebook just for you. And it's about walking through the spiritual battle that you have been facing. And I pray that it is a deep encouragement to you today. All right, we are in Genesis chapter 28. Of the message, and this is what it says. So Isaac called in Jacob and blessed him. Then he ordered him, "Don't take a Canaanite wife. Leave at once. Go to Padan Aram, to the family of your mother's father, Bethuel. Get a wife for yourself from the daughters of your uncle, Laban. And may the strong God bless you and give you many, many children, a congregation of peoples, and pass on the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants, so that you will get this land in which you live, this land God gave Abraham." So Isaac sent Jacob off. He went to Padan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, who is the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau learned that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him to Padan Aram to get a wife there. And while blessing him, he commanded, "Don't marry a Canaanite woman." And that Jacob had obeyed his parents and gone to Padan Aram. When Esau realized how deeply his father Isaac disliked the Canaanite women, he went to Ishmael and married Mahalath, the sister of Nebaioth, and daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son. This was in addition to the wives he already had. Jacob left Beersheba and went to Haran. He came to a certain place and camped for the night since the sun had set. He took one of the stones there, set it under his head, and lay down to sleep, and he dreamed. A stairway was set on the ground, and it reached all the way to the sky. Angels of God were going up and going down on it. Then God was right before him, saying, "I am God, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. I'm giving you the ground on which you're sleeping and to your descendants. Your descendants will be as the dust of the earth. They'll stretch from west to east and from north to south. All the families of the earth will bless themselves in you and your descendants. Yes, I'll stay with you. I'll protect you wherever you go, and I'll bring you back to this very ground. I'll stick with you until I've done everything I promised you." Jacob woke up from his sleep. He said, "God is in this place, truly, and I didn't even know it." He was terrified. He whispered in awe, "Incredible, wonderful, holy. This is God's house. This is the gates of heaven." Jacob was up first thing in the morning. He took the stone he had used for his pillow and stood it up as a memorial pillar and poured oil over it. He christened the place Bethel, God's house. The name of the town had been Luz until then. Jacob vowed a vow, "If God stands by me and protects me on this journey on which I'm setting out, keeps me in food and clothing, and brings me back in one piece to my father's house, this God will be my God. This stone that I have set up as a memorial pillar will mark this as a place where God lives. And everything you give me, I'll return a tenth to you." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, as we look at this vision and this dream that Jacob had of a ladder climbing to heaven and the angels jumping up and down or coming up and down on that ladder and meeting you in the house of God, Bethel, this place, I'm reminded of just the power and beauty of the gospel that Jesus is now with us. There's no need for a ladder. The ladder has already been crawled down by Jesus coming from heaven to earth, living the sinless life and dying a sinner's death on the cross in our place in order to redeem us, so that that veil from heaven to earth has been torn in two. We can go into the Holy of Holies because of what Jesus has done. We don't need the ladder anymore, and we're so thankful for that. So Lord, help us just to rest in the power of the gospel today and rejoice in the fact that we have the Holy Spirit within us. We don't have to go to a place to find you. We don't have to set up an altar to appease you or look for you. We have you within us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Lord, thank you so much for that. Lord, I thank you for Jacob's obedience in this passage. And I pray for the person today who is facing a trial of obedience. Maybe it has to do with a job. I don't know, Lord, your spirit knows, but I pray that you give them a holy gumption to do your will, a holy gumption and desire to really walk, even when it means walking in faith, even when it means walking into the unknown and not knowing what the future holds. That old saying, I may not know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And I would add to that, I know whose I am. I belong to you. And so, Lord, you hold the future. You hold the past, all the broken parts of our past that you are healing right now. You hold our present where we may be worrying about our lives, and you hold the future that looms ahead of us that we have no clue about. Help us to trust you to take the next step, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're such a huge blessing to me on this 30th day of October. I'm grateful for you. And again, if you want that free ebook exclusive to Pray Every Day listeners, you can go to marydemuth.com/prevail and you can get that 31-day ebook just for you. I hope it blesses you and brings you lots of courage. Bye-bye.